Ever feel like life is kind of ruled by the stars? Well, back in 17th century England, people took that idea very seriously. We're about to explore the world of William Lilly, the leading astrologer of his time, and his fascinating book, Christian Astrology. And we're not just talking like, horoscopes here. This was a time when astrology was a part of everyday life, offering guidance on everything from health to lost belongings.
It's true. Back then, astrology wasn't just some, mystical sideshow. It offered a framework for understanding the world and making decisions, a blend of psychology, spirituality, even a bit of science.
So let's talk about William Lilly. This guy wasn't just any astrologer. He was a big deal. He even advised Parliament during the English Civil War. And his book, Christian Astrology, which was published in 1647, it's like this window into that world.
Absolutely. And what's so compelling about Lilly's work is his writing style. He's very direct and engaging. He doesn't hide behind obscure jargon. He's speaking directly to the reader, almost like across the centuries.
I love that. Like he's pulling up a chair and saying, "Let me tell you how this astrology thing really works." And he wasn't shy about wanting his work to be taken seriously. Like he makes it very clear that he edited every word of Christian astrology himself. So it really reflected his knowledge and his insights accurately.
It speaks volumes about his dedication to his craft.
Yeah.
But let's dive into what makes Christian astrology so intriguing.
Okay.
Lilly provides really specific advice for common problems. He understood that people weren't just interested in the kind of the abstract workings of the cosmos, right? They wanted practical solutions to their everyday lives.
Okay, so let's unpack those practical applications because I think that's what really sets him apart. It wasn't enough to just predict the future. He wanted to show people how to use astrology to navigate their lives.
Like, take relationships, for example.
Okay.
Lilly offered detailed guidance on relationships. He believed that by understanding the astrological compatibility between two people, you could gain valuable insights into the strengths and the challenges of a partnership.
Now, that's something I think we can all relate to. Even today, we want to know if we're compatible with someone, if a relationship will stand the test of time. And Lily was addressing those anxieties, but through the lens of astrology.
Precisely. And he gives advice on choosing a partner, understanding relationship dynamics, even determining if a marriage will be successful all through astrological readings.
It sounds like he was almost an early relationship counselor in a way. But instead of asking about your childhood, he's looking at the alignment of the planets when you were born.
That's a great way to put it. And this practical approach, it wasn't limited to love and relationships. Lilly also delved into areas like health. He believed that each planet influenced different parts of the body.
Wait, hold on. So, like, if Mercury's in retrograde, does that mean you're more likely to, like, stub your toe?
Not quite. But Lilly did associate specific planets with specific organs and systems. And he believed that the position of these planets at the time of your birth or during a particular event could give clues about your well-being.
So each planet's responsible for a different aspect of your health.
That's kind of the idea.
That's fascinating. What else did he cover?
Well, for anyone who's ever lost something valuable, Lilly offered guidance even in that area. He provides instructions on how to use astrology to locate lost objects.
You're kidding. He had a cosmic lost and found service. Tell me more about this.
It's actually really quite detailed. He would look at the position of the planets at the time you lost the item and relate that to specific locations in your house or even in the surrounding area.
So instead of checking under the couch cushions, you're consulting the stars. That's amazing. And a little extra, if you ask me.
Well, in Lilly's time, people didn't have the same resources we do today, right? Astrology offered a way to find answers and exert some control in situations that felt very uncertain.
I can see that. But what I find so interesting about Lilly is he went beyond just the basics of astrology. He wasn't just relying on sun signs and those kinds of planet interpretations. He incorporated something called fixed stars into his readings.
Fixed stars are stars that, from our perspective here on Earth, appear to remain in the same position in the night sky. And Lilly believed that these stars held specific influences and could add another layer of depth to his astrological interpretations.
So he was going the extra mile, even for his time, trying to be as precise as possible.
And this attention to detail, it really sets Lilly apart.
Right.
He believed in using all available information, no matter how small,
right,
to get a complete understanding of the situation.
Yeah.
Like he was piecing together a puzzle,
okay,
using the stars as his guide.
I can see why people would be drawn to that.
Yeah.
That kind of thoroughness. It's like, if you're going to trust someone to interpret the cosmos for you,
right,
you want someone who's really paying attention,
yeah,
to the fine print, right?
Absolutely. And to illustrate how meticulous Lilly could be, let's look at a case from his book.
Okay.
A real life mystery about a missing child.
Okay. Now that's a situation,
yeah,
where you try anything to get some answers.
Right.
What did Lilly do?
So a mother came to him desperate for any information about her son's whereabouts.
Wow.
And Lilly, he started by casting an astrological chart.
Okay.
For the exact moment that the question was posed to him.
Okay.
And remember how we talked about those houses in astrology?
Right. Each house,
yeah,
representing,
yeah,
a different area of life, like home, relationships. It's,
yeah,
travel.
So Lilly would analyze the house associated with children.
Okay.
To see if there were any clues about the child's well-being.
Okay.
He would also look at the house of travel or distant places.
Right.
For hints about the child's location.
So it's like he's using the chart as a map.
Yeah.
Trying to track the child's movements.
That's a great way to think about it.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is the level of detail he goes into. He doesn't just say, like, oh, your child is somewhere to the east.
Right.
He provides really specific instructions,
okay,
based on his reading of the chart.
Like what kind of instructions? Give me an example.
So he might say something like, look for your child near a place with water.
Okay.
Perhaps a well or a stream close to a grove of oak trees.
Wow.
He might even suggest which direction the child may have gone.
Okay.
Or what color clothes they might be wearing.
That's incredible. I can only imagine the hope that that must have given people.
Right.
Even if it was just a possibility, a thread to follow.
Exactly.
In such a desperate situation.
And it's important to remember that in Lilly's time,
right,
people didn't have the same resources that we have today.
Right.
There were no missing child alerts.
Right.
There were no widespread communication networks.
Right.
Astrology, for better or worse,
yes,
offered a way to find answers when logic and traditional methods failed.
It makes you think about the human need for hope.
Yeah.
For some sense of control.
Yeah.
In a world that can often feel so chaotic.
Right.
And unpredictable.
Absolutely.
But what I find so, I guess, intriguing is that Lilly wasn't just offering like
vague pronouncements.
Right.
He was backing up his astrological interpretations with, like,
yeah,
tangible advice.
Right.
Detailed instructions.
And that's what makes his work so fascinating.
Right.
Even centuries later,
yeah,
Christian astrology is a testament to his belief in the practical power of astrology.
Right.
His desire to make this ancient knowledge accessible.
Right.
And applicable to everyday life.
It's like he was bridging the gap.
Yeah.
Between the celestial and the earthly.
Right.
Showing people how the movements of the stars,
yeah,
could actually have an impact,
yeah,
in their daily lives.
Precisely. And it's this blend of cosmic insight and practical advice that has cemented Lilly's legacy,
right,
as one of history's most influential astrologers. So we've talked about Lilly's meticulous approach, his focus on the practical applications,
yeah,
and his use of fixed stars. But what do you think it is about his work that continues to resonate,
yeah,
with people today? I mean, we're living in a world of science,
right,
and technology. Do people still consult Christian astrology for guidance?
It's funny, you know, while I doubt people are using Christian astrology to find their lost keys today,
right,
there's something undeniably intriguing about this glimpse
into
a time when astrology held such sway over people's lives.
Yeah, it's like stepping back in time.
It is.
Getting a feel for a completely different worldview.
Exactly. Lilly's work offers us a window into the past.
Right.
A way to understand how people in the 17th century viewed their place in the cosmos,
yeah,
and how they sought to navigate the complexities of life.
And it makes you think about how, you know, people have always tried to, like, understand the world around them,
yeah,
find patterns and feel like they have some control over their destinies.
It's true, whether we're looking to the stars or to science or even just our own intuition,
right,
we're always searching for answers, right?
Yeah, it's a fascinating journey, right?
Yeah.
To think that somebody in the 17th century was grappling with these same questions that we are today.
Absolutely. And in a way, Lilly's work reminds us that even these seemingly outdated systems of knowledge can still offer us some insight.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder, like, what would William Lilly say about the world today?
Right.
Like, what would he say about the internet or smartphones
Right.
or space travel or artificial intelligence? What would he think about all that?
I can just picture him now, like, staring at a smartphone,
Right.
shaking his head and saying, why never? This is a whole new kind of magic.
I love it. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive
Yeah.
into the world of William Lilly and Christian astrology.
It was a fascinating look into this world.
Yeah, it really was.
And how people viewed astrology and how they used it in their everyday lives.
So, listener, as we wrap up our deep dive into William Lilly and his fascinating world, what question would you ask him if you had the chance?
Yes.
What aspect of modern life do you think would most fascinate him?
Leave us a comment and let us know.
And until next time.
Until next time.
Keep diving deep.
Keep questioning.
Keep learning.
The universe is full of amazing discoveries waiting to be made.